Hey, it's Final Thoughts time again. And these are our final thoughts on the Packers 2015 schedule. Well, Mike, let's talk about the Packers' first two games. Interesting.
Yeah, interesting, intriguing, whatever word you want to give it. Opening in Chicago, the Bears with the new coaching staff with John Fox. I think that makes for a really, really interesting week one. And then, of course, week two, the NFC title rematch against Seattle, but here at Lambeau instead of out west.
Revenge. No.
Yeah.
No. You're talking about
two teams that are going to be trying to get their regular season legs, find their identity. It's the Chicago game that interests me even more. Although the Seattle game is the Packers' home opener, but Chicago, division game, early in the season, you don't want to give Fox and his guys momentum. They're gonna try to address the fact that the Bears have been the Packers' whipping guy for a lot of years.
Yeah, John Fox hasn't made the Lovie Smith comment about, you know, the Packers beating the Packers being goal number one, but boy, that kind of needs to be if the Bears are going to get back to where they want to be.
Who will be the Bears' quarterback in that game?
Oh, I think it'll be Jay Cutler, but who knows? No guarantees.
I'm not so sure about that. Mike, important stretch of schedule, where is it?
Well, I think what jumps out is the four straight division games that I know you're going to talk a little bit about. So I'll talk about the first 6 weeks of the season before the bye. The Packers play four out of six games at home, then they have the bye week, then six out of nine on the road before finishing with a home game. Four out of six at home to start, you better make some hay and be in pretty good position before that bye week, before you hit that stretch of road games. I think the beginning of the season for the Packers is important.
There's a four-game stretch in the second half of the middle of the season that I think is going to define the Packers season. I'm talking about games at Minnesota, Chicago here on Thanksgiving night,
yep,
at Detroit, and then Dallas here. Ooh, I like those four games. First of all, they include all three NFC North division opponents. And then Dallas.
Yeah, the playoff rematch.
It's a real punctuation mark. It's going to get a lot of hype, and who knows?
We get to watch the Dez Bryant replay a lot of times, huh?
We might be watching the two best teams in the NFC on that day.
Could be.
Circle game.
Well, it's hard not to pick the road game at Denver simply because that, barring a meeting in the Super Bowl, that could be the last time Aaron Rodgers and Peyton Manning go head-to-head. But I'm going to go with Week 16, second-to-last game at Arizona. Arizona was a playoff team last year that was going to make some more noise in the playoffs if not for their quarterback situation. And I think that game in late December in Arizona could be important for playoff seeding, could be a playoff preview game. I think that's a big one.
Christmas in the desert.
There we go. Right.
My circle game is Thanksgiving night against the Bears. Here's why. It's Thanksgiving night. It's the Bears, and it looks like it's going to be Brett Favre night. We'll see. That's going to be made official, I think, in the next few days.
All righty.
What's your favorite game?